In my class, my high school class at Pasco High, I had a classmate named Steve Smiley, and he had a younger brother a couple years behind us whose name was Scott. And maybe you've heard a little bit of Scott's story on the news lately, but anyway, Scott graduated in 1999, and then he went to college, and he graduated from West Point in 2003 and married shortly thereafter, and then served in the U.S. Army. And he was deployed to Iraq. I think it was during the time when they were starting to have elections and such. And anyway, during April, in the month of April 2005, Scott was involved in an encounter with a suicide bomber. And the fellow was driving a van and detonated the explosives, and the van blew up. And shrapnel from the van entered in through Scott's left eye and into his brain. And so he was left temporarily paralyzed on his right side and then permanently blinded in both eyes. And of course, when he came home, this was a very, very difficult time, not only for him, but also for his wife, for all his family and friends. And he kind of plummeted into a time of real discouragement and despair and darkness. Wasn't sure what his future was going to look like. Didn't know what his family life would be like, whether they would have children, want to bring children into this picture or not. And just a very, very difficult time for everyone who was involved. But eventually, in large part due to his wife Tiffany's influence, the two of them together came out of this time of darkness, and they rediscovered their faith, and they started looking at their situation in a different way. And so they started seeing things in a more positive light, and they decided that they were not going to let this tragic event in their life be the defining, or destroying rather, moment, that they were going to rise up above this obstacle and actually turn it, you know, to work for their good. And so Scott eventually climbed Mount Rainier. He went surfing in Hawaii. He went skydiving. He got his MBA from Duke University. And most recently, he completed the Ironman triathlon in Coeur d'Alene, coming in just under the maximum time, but yet that's a lot better than I could do, and I have full vision. So it's amazing, you know, to look at his story. And he's an inspirational speaker. He goes around and shares his story with people, inspires them. We're very familiar with that old saying, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. You know, this idea that in the adversities of life, in the trials and challenges that come up, we try to see something positive or try to make the best of the situation. But the readings today point to something that is much more profound than merely trying to find something good in the midst of a bad situation. The readings today really show us a more beautiful spiritual truth, and that is that it's precisely in the places in our life that are most painful, that are most broken and weak and discouraging. It's right in the midst of our greatest struggles that God can do the greatest things. So we don't have to look at those things and be defeated by them, destroyed by them. And nor is it a matter just of abiding with them, putting up with them. If we allow God to take control of these things, if we surrender them to God, invite God into these situations, He will not only help us to get through them, but He'll take them and make those exact things a very powerful instrument and weapon, if you will, against other bad situations, or He can really use them as a powerful inspiration for other people. but it doesn't happen by our just working on them on our own. Paul talks about this thorn in the flesh. Scripture scholars have been puzzled over this for centuries. They don't know exactly what this thorn in the flesh may be. And perhaps it's that way on purpose. Because if we knew exactly what it was, we could say, well, I don't have that. But every one of us does have some kind of thorn in our life. Something that is very difficult, something that's painful, something that we really struggle with. And St. Paul, in the midst of dealing with this thorn in the flesh, he hears the voice of God saying to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So that allows St. Paul to say, I can endure all of these things. And not only endure them, but realize that it's precisely in these moments when I'm weak that I am made strong by the grace of God. I was trying to think of kind of an analogy to use. And what came to my mind was the image of different kinds of birds and how they fly. You look at a hummingbird. It's frantically beating its wings constantly if it wants to get anywhere. And it can't fly, I don't think, more than a few minutes before it needs to find some new source of nutrition, some nectar, a bird feeder, or flower, or whatever. It doesn't have very much stamina because it's beating its wings so fast, and it requires so much energy just to get from one place to another. But then you look at the osprey or the eagle or some of these hawks that are circling around out here. They can be up there for hours on end because they're not exerting themselves very much. They're simply allowing the drafts of air to carry them. I'm not saying that a hummingbird is worse than an eagle or something like that. God makes all creatures with their own strengths and weaknesses. But we can draw something from this example, that in our times of struggle and trial, we can either, you know, flap our wings like crazy, so to speak, trying and trying and trying and exerting ourselves in effort to try to overcome these things. We can look at them as, you know, these heavy burdens that we've just got to try our best to get rid of, or we can allow the Lord to lift us up in these times. Simply surrender to Him completely and allow Him to carry us in His arms. That's my challenge for you today, then. Look at your life. What's the thing that's hardest to deal with? What is the most painful? What's the most difficult? And consider the way that you approach that particular thing. Do you look at it as simply a burden that has to be carried and endured? Or are you willing to look at it in a new way? Surrender it to God and trust that He's not just going to help you get through, but He's going to help you actually to make this into a powerful experience of His grace in your life. We can all be like Scotty Smiley. In the face of some adversity or another, we can trust in God and see what He has in store for us.